Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Pat Hunt is making his first appearance on our program today. If the name sounds familiar, he's the lead singer of the group World 5, as well as a Grammy Award winner in his own right. We're going to talk to Pat not only about his own passion for music, what it's been like for him to share that, along with his friends, a part of World 5, as well as a special competition that you guys can be a part of to get some really exciting exposure, as well as some great opportunities as well. Pat, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, it's really good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Pat, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I should say for our readers of Conversations Magazine, there'll be an article about this conversation on our website tomorrow. We'll remind you guys of that a little bit later, and it's because, Pat, you guys are doing some really great things. As I told you before we went live here, I really enjoyed the single Heartbeat of the World. We'll actually be hearing that song a little bit later, and that's kind of, you know, kind of springboards into the competition that you guys have going on. But when it comes to the gift of music, Pat, I mean, what has it been like for you to not only share that with people, but to see the way that the world's responding to it?
Well, I've been in music all of my life. My dad was a musician, and everybody in my family plays. It's just been a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it never occurred to me to ever do anything else. Mm-hmm. And, I know there's a lot of guys out there that, you know, they're musicians that kind of at this, you know, in high school and this and that, that have been working hard at it. And they're looking at, you know, how do I get started? And all of this, it's a dramatically different world that I started in than people are doing it these days, because, you know, I had the fortune to get in the music business in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this 44 years, and, you know, it was kind of the golden age of rock and roll, you know. Right. And back then, you could actually make a pretty decent living on it, playing music in clubs and stuff. It's very difficult to do that now, but, you know, I started out as a piano player, a singer and songwriter, and been writing songs all these years. I've been written for some major artists, and have had the opportunity to produce a couple of major albums as well. Right. And I ran into these guys. Let me explain a little bit who World 5 is, first of
sure.
all.
Sure.
World 5 is a group based on three continents. Raymond, our drummer, is in Sweden. Stefan, one of our guitar players, is in New Zealand. Randy, our bass player, is in Austin. And myself and Joe Gavito, our other guitar player, live here in Houston, Texas. And so what we do when we make our albums, and, you know, with technology, pretty much anybody can do this these days.
Yeah.
It seems kind of weird, but I write all the songs, or have up to this point, write the songs, and what I do is I put down my tracks, and I'll do a drum loop or design a drum track that I want Ray to listen to, and then he'll do what he wants to do, but I have to give him an idea of kind of the direction I want him to go with it.
Right.
And that he'll send that back to us, and we'll plug all those tracks back into our studio, and then I hand it off to Joe Gavito, and Joe puts his guitar parts, and then he'll send it to New Zealand, and Stefan to put his parts on, and then we send it to Randy, and he puts his parts on, and then Joe mixes the tune, and then he sends it to Randy, and Randy masters it. And it's a slow process, because we're not in the same room at the same time.
Right.
And also, two of the guys, honestly, Raymond and Stefan, I've never met. So
wow.
It's kind of weird to have a group out with songs out. It's our third single this year, and they've all done pretty well. And I have, you know, we Skype, but I've never met either one of those guys. So I think it's kind of interesting, you know, like how do you even communicate, you know? So, and we all grew up, honestly, you know, I mean, myself and Joe, our guitar player here in Houston, we've worked together on and off for 30 plus years. And Randy and Austin, I've known him for a long time, but we've never played together. And so we got all these different styles. So I think our music is more like a combo.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, Pat, and I'm so glad that you kind of shared a little bit of the process with us, because it kind of goes to something that I noticed when I was prepping for the segment. One of the projects you guys did a couple of years ago was Global Experience. I got it on Amazon.com. And the thing that I thought about, and I think it's really clear with Heartbeat of the World as well, the single we'll hear, is that it really does show the point of what you just expressed, and that is that regardless of where you are in the world, good music is good music. And, you know, when you recognize it, you know, it kind of all comes together regardless of where it may be. Do you think that has been part of the appeal of World 5, that people realize that regardless of where you guys are, whether you know each other or not, together you guys create something special?
I think that's part of it. And also, I think, you know, you listen to the radio these days, and this is not to be a negative to maybe the people that I'm mentioning, but like Mumford & Son, they come out with a great sound, and then 2 months later, you got 20 groups out there trying to sound like Mumford & Son. You know, when I was growing up, you didn't want to sound like anybody else. And everybody worked really hard at sounding, developing their own style based on the artist that they liked. And,
right.
And they would develop a style. And so when you listen to the Beatles or the Stones or gosh, any of those, Peter and Garden, any of the 60s groups, none of these guys sounded even remotely like each other. And they worked hard to push others to get better. So my advice is this to budding songwriters and musicians: don't worry about the radio. If you're trying to write something that you hear on a radio, it's already too late anyway.
Mm.
So always be honest with who you are and be who you are.
Right.
Write what comes to you, what comes natural to you, and you'll end up with a much better product, I guarantee you.
Yeah, and I think, too, the listeners can appreciate that, Pat. I think that's another great thing, and I think that's been part of what you've been able to do and what World 5 is doing. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Pat Hunt. He's not only the lead singer for the group World 5, he's also a Grammy Award winner in his own right. We're talking to him not only about his own love of music, and he really shared with us how he got it, honestly. It kind of was a family thing. His father was into music. He was into music. He shared with us that's really all he's ever known, and that's what he's been able to share with the world now for the past decades. So, you know, going back to World 5 and the single that I referenced earlier, Heartbeat of the World, you guys are doing something special with that. I want to talk about that song for a moment, because I think the great thing about that song is that it really shows something special about being together and realizing that there is really, I believe, more that unites us than divides us. Tell us a little bit, Pat, about how that song came about.
The reason that we wrote the song is myself and my friend Carol and Frank, and I had already written the music track, and I was talking to her about the lyrics and how I wanted these lyrics to come out, and I just said, I'm so depressed about what I'm seeing on television and reading in articles, news articles and stuff. It's just negative, negative, negative everything. And I said, you know, it's the between the Democrats and the Republicans and then all the news feeds that try to divide us, I would like to do something to unite us. And so, you know, I had no expectations for this other than I wanted to make a positive musical statement that each person, no matter what color religion they are, no matter where they live, you can make a difference in this world. And every one of us has a heartbeat, and you can either sit there and complain about it, or you can do something about it. And I think if enough of us, you know, decide together in the world that we want to change things, that we can change things. And so that's what the song was out, and we released the tune, and I had no expectations for it, and then our manager picked it up, and she said, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And so we started having a conversation about how can we make the biggest impact on this song. And we decided to have a contest, and it's kind of like a We Are the World, except
yeah.
You are the world. And we want to give the opportunity for our fans to record a version of the song. We have an instrumental version that you can actually just sing your vocal on and send it in. And we're going to have a contest and pick a winner, and then they'll have an opportunity to record a song and play with us. So
wow.
We're real excited about it, and you can go to our webpage, world5music.com, and all the details are there.
And we'll be reminding our listeners of that here in just a moment. For those who have not had a chance to hear the single, though, here is your opportunity. Here is Heartbeat of the World by World 5. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Pat right after this.
Yeah.
That was Heartbeat of the World by World 5 right here on Conversations Live, both for our radio listeners as well as those joining us online through our partners. I'm joined today by Pat Hunt. He's the lead singer for the group World 5, also, of course, a Grammy Award winner in his own right. We've been talking to him not only about the role of music in his life, but what it's been like for him to share that, of course, with the world and to see the way that people are responding to it. That song that you guys just heard, Heartbeat of the World, is a part of a very special competition that's going on. We'll remind you guys of the details here in just a moment. But, you know, you gave some great advice, Pat, and I was thinking about this as we were listening to the single there about your advice for others. And you have really, I think, if you know, a lot of us make ourselves experts, whether we should or not, you know, by telling people what they should do and what they shouldn't do. You are in a unique position to actually have people listen to you because you know this business. You've been a part of it. What has that been like for you to know that you've had that type of influence, to be able to inspire other people, to motivate them, and to encourage them along their journey?
I think it's kind of a big responsibility. I mean, I do feel the weight on that some. Honestly, when I first started playing music, I really thought by the time I was 30 years old that I'd be out either made it big or I'd be out doing something else. And, you know, my love for music, it was not dependent on how much money I made. And so, you know, the longer I stayed in it, the more I wanted to be creative, and it just kept growing. And this is another thing I'd like to, you know, tell these budding young folks out there, practice. You know, I think today you see, you know, you go and watch American Idol, X Factor, and all these, and that people think you just have to get up and sing a cute little tune, and you're cute, and all of a sudden you're this big star, and that's really not how it is at all. I know, you know, most of these groups that are the really big groups, they practiced in their garage, they went on stage and played in front of almost nobody, and they worked hard playing in clubs to develop themselves into a band that sounds like them. Even the Beatles said that. It took them years to develop that sound, and they worked extremely hard at it. So, you know, practice with your bandmates, create your own sound. Don't, you know, I mean, everybody's going to use your influences, but don't try to sound like anybody else. And just be creative and have fun with it. And you know what? Maybe you'll make it and maybe you won't. But that's not the point for me. It's never been the point of trying to make it. Some of these things just kind of happened along the way. I was in the right place, and a person heard one of my songs and loved it and asked me if they could sing it. You know, it's one of those things. And so I would, irregardless with a Grammy or the nominations or people recording albums or any of that, irregardless of any of that, I still would have done it. And as I'm doing it now, and you know, I've taken all of that musical experience that I've had now, and using that now, I'm a worship pastor in a church in West Houston, a church of about 3,000 called Parkway Fellowship, and I used everything that I've learned in the world, playing in clubs and playing on concert stages, to use now to work with volunteers in church that are musicians to make them better. And also, you know, I have a calling now. So yeah. I had that opportunity. If I'd have quit at 30, I would never be able to do this.
Exactly. You know, Pat, you bring up a really good point. To me, it all goes to motivation. You know, why are you doing what you're doing? And I think if people can answer that question honestly, I think what happens at that point really will show a lot. If they're doing it for the true love of it, as you were just saying, you know, that will show itself. If they're doing it for other reasons, that will show itself as well. But also, yeah, I think the dedication that you've been able to show is a big thing. And that leads us back to what we mentioned, and that being the competition. Again, a great opportunity for people not only to be able to do something amazing with themselves, but to really showcase their talent. Let's walk through the process again. As you mentioned, they can go to your website at world5music.com, and that's world5music.com. When they go there, they will actually see on the main page there where it says enter to win. It says work with the band and win. So it says click below and get started now. So they click on that and then walk them through, Pat, what they'll need to do.
Well, need to record the song. You can pick the I'm going to the website here right here now, so I can see it as well. Record the song. There's an instrumental version, or you can record your own version of the song. And once you get through, just send it in. I'm looking at where that is exactly, but you should have all the instructions here.
Yeah.
And we will pick a winner. Once the winner is picked, then they will have an opportunity to record a song with us and produced and mastered by us. So we're looking forward to that. There's a lot of great talent out there around the world. I mean, there's a ton of it. And even, you know, when I was growing up in the music business, I mean, really some of the best musicians I saw, they never made it, you know, and I think that's the case most of the time. And so I think there's a lot of great singers out there. And, hey, you know what? This is fun. It'll be challenging. You get on and sing the song. I really think that by doing that, you know, you're kind of making your own little impact as well. So we look forward to the fans recording the songs, sending them in. We look forward to going through this process and picking a winner and all of that. So I want to encourage you to do that.
All right, so you guys, again, go to world5music.com. You guys can also go to heartbeatoftheworld.net. If that helps you to remember the song, you can go to heartbeatoftheworld.net or world5music.com. Again, world5music.com. And you'll see right at the top, as you heard Pat say, you'll see where it says there, enter here. Just click there. It'll walk you through the entire process, everything that you need, including what the deadlines are. So make sure you guys take advantage of that great opportunity. You know, Pat, I really appreciate the time today. It was great speaking with you, and I appreciate the great advice you gave, because I think it goes not only for those in music, but I think for anyone in life who's looking to make a difference and to use their gifts, to make sure that their motives are right and that they're being consistent. I think if they're being themselves in the process, I think they definitely can't go wrong. I really appreciate you sharing that today.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed being on your program, and just for everyone out there listening, hey, go to the site, sign up, and let's have a lot of fun with this, and listen to some world-fied music out there, folks.
Exactly. There you go. And again, that single that you guys heard here, which, of course, was Heartbeat of the World, you guys can find on our partner's website, Amazon.com. You can get it there for less than $1, so you can take advantage of that. But then, of course, make sure you guys go over, especially you guys, your aspiring artists out there, make sure you go up, sign up for this competition. Of course, you'll find all of the details there. So make sure you guys take advantage of that and share it with your friends as well. It's a great opportunity. Make sure that you're mindful of the deadlines as well. You can find all of that information on the website. And as I said, for our magazine readers that join us online, you guys will be able to find these details on our magazine website as well. We'll be posting that tomorrow. Now, again, we want to thank Pat Hunt for being on our program today. We want to thank all of you for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. For those joining us, of course, on the radio dial at the top of the hour, I'll be speaking with recording artist Deborah Hightower. She'll be joining us from Atlanta, Georgia today. For online listeners, though, if you guys came in late and missed part of the broadcast, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We tagged World 5 on both of those, so you guys can make sure you stay connected with them as well. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.